On this episode of Made for This, it's bonus time. We're just going to talk about reading, and I'm going to tell you some books that I read and some books I think you should read and how I think you could read more this year. It's bonus episode. Let's do this with a little bit of a new theme song. Bonus episode, it's bonus episode. Bonus episode theme song. Well, hello there. Welcome to the Made for This podcast. My name is Alex Street, and if you haven't got by now, this is a bonus episode. This doesn't count in the whole, you know, episode counting of things. It's not on a Tuesday. I just wanted to get this out there and inspire you a little bit to maybe read more and share about how I crushed a goal this year. Actually, coming up next week, I'm going to have a whole episode about goals, but we'll get into that a little bit. But for today is all about reading. And so I've got some notes here, but I'm also just going to chat off the cuff a little bit. I'm going to try to keep this a little bit short and give you some value here and really give you some stuff to walk away with and a book, at least one or two books, to pick up and start reading right away and some inspiration to make you want to do that and do that more this year than ever before. So if you're down for that, then keep listening. If you have no interest in reading, then I think you should also keep listening too, because I think maybe you will have an interest. But if not, then, well, I'll see you next time. All right. Look, at the beginning of 2018, I made a goal. And basically, this was a goal in reaction to past goals that I had floundered on. Goals of reading. I've always wanted to read more. For some reason, I feel like I should read more. I heard this phrase, readers are leaders and leaders are readers, and was like, oh, I want to be a leader. And there's this sort of guilt associated to it. And so I wanted to read more. But then I also know that there's a ton of great stories out there that I'm not diving into because I don't read. And so there was all that associated to that. And so I wanted to read more. And the year before, I actually read 18 books of a goal of 26 that I had in mind. So I didn't meet it, and I felt like a chump for not meeting my goal. And I think a lot of that was that it wasn't a goal that I made at the beginning of the year. I just sort of started reading and then said, oh, I should read a certain number, and then made up a number and got to that and ended up not getting to it because I wasn't committed, so I didn't finish. But here's the thing. Again, just to associate with this, to connect with you, maybe if you're in the same position, I have never been a good reader. This is not a thing that I do. I certainly did not read for fun, because why in the world would you read a book that takes so much time when you can have the whole story told to you with special effects in 2 hours or less? I mean, why would you go through the whole Lord of the Rings series when you can just watch it, was basically my mentality. Or why would you read the entire book when you can just go look at the Coles notes if you have to actually understand and embrace it and just know what the story is, then just go do that. I never really got it. But then something switched for me. And I think this is what happens for most of us. Something switches. You either grow up as a reader or something switches, and you get faced with this point where you're like, oh, dang, I need to read. For me, it was graduate school, or maybe you never get to a point of that, but hey, for me, it was graduate school. As I jumped into my first semester of my master's program and was given a few hundred to 1,000 pages a week to read through, pretty quick, I realized something had to change or I was going to flunk and pay them a lot of money to not get anything in return. So I spent a day of my schoolwork going through some basics of speed reading. This was a game changer. I just Googled speed reading tips. I found cheap stuff. I found free stuff. I didn't pay for anything. It was nothing fancy. And I just learned some tricks. It was YouTube videos. It was specific websites just going through step by step. And I looked for the best one, the most clear one, the one that actually made the most sense to me. And it mostly has worked. And it's mostly held up. This is now about 3 years later. And it's, I think more than anything, has given me the confidence to be able to pick up a book and know that I can finish it. I may not finish it within a week. I certainly won't. My stepdad can finish a book within like 2 days and actually comprehend what's going on. I can't do that, and I don't know that I ever will. I don't know that I want to. But I know that if I pick a book and I decide to read it, I have the confidence now that I can do that. That's huge. And this isn't skimming. I'm not just like flipping through the pages. The main point, and I'll actually draw you into this, to do this speed reading, the main thing that I learned was that you go down the middle third of the page. If you split the page vertically into three sections, essentially your eyes only go down the middle column, and you follow along with your fingers. So your fingers go all the way across the line if you need to, but your eyes never actually go outside that middle column margin. And this, apparently, your brain works to actually pick up what happens in the other margins as with peripheral vision. Now, it took some practice. It takes some practice. It would take far more practice if I wanted to get better at this. But I kid you not, this has transformed my life. Just this little tip has transformed how I read. It's helped me filter out what's important information as I'm reading through a book and what's not important information, what I can essentially go faster through, and what I really want to dig into and read every word of that paragraph because it feels like it's important, more important than the rest. Anyways, with that learned skill, remember we talked about learned skills, discovering your skills, with that learned skill in my tool belt, I decided then that I wanted to follow in the footsteps of someone that I consider a bit of a mentor from afar. You have these people, right? People that you follow, you listen to constantly. John Acuff is one of those for me. John is a speaker. He's an author. He's impacted me in both of those forums incredibly. I've heard him speak. He's hilarious. He's entertaining. He's inspiring. And he's had a huge impact on my journey. And I've read a few of his books. But his book, Finish, was the first book that I read in 2018, and it helped me now form this goal for this year, for 2018, this year that just passed, and then actually helped me absolutely crush it and finish the goal that I set for myself. So for more on that, you're going to have to tune in next Tuesday for the Made for This episode when I talk about goals and I dig more into what John covers in his book. But here's the story. I was following him on Instagram through the year of 2017. He was posting all the books that he read. It seemed like daily he was posting a new book. Now, he posts a lot on Instagram, but there was a lot of new books that he was posting saying, I just finished this and here's a short review or here's what I liked about it. Have you read it? And then all of this was on his way to reaching his goal of reading 100 books in a year. And he crushed that too. He actually got up to something absurd, like 148 or 180. I don't know what he did. It was nuts. And absolutely inspiring, but also overwhelming. And so I just chose, well, I'm not going to do that, but I can follow his lead. I could actually read more. And so I started with the goal of 52, one book a week, right? 52 weeks in a year, I'll read a book a week, something I've absolutely never even come close to doing before. Then, following his ideas in his book Finish, I cut that goal down to 26. So it was actually something reachable so I could celebrate it instead of feel like I'm a butt for not doing it. Then I decided I would post about each book that I read on Instagram to further inspire reading with you guys, my followers, and maybe to create some conversation around those specific books. And finally, this was most important, I decided to make the goal fun. I did this by simply choosing that any book I choose to read is acceptable. Whether it's a comic or a children's book or a novel or nonfiction, if it's large or small, illustrated or not, whatever it is, I just have to choose it. That's the filter. This was the biggest difference maker for me, and I think it could be for you as well, because I know that there's this expectation, that there's this comparison, that we have to live up to other people's expectations of what we're doing, what we're reading. We have to kind of impress people, or maybe it's impress ourselves. There's this pressure associated with reading books, especially if you're posting about them online. You wonder what people were going to think, or you get into conversations and someone, have you ever been in this a position where somebody's like, hey, what are you reading lately? And you're like, nothing. Or in this case, it was this embarrassment associated with it, with answering that question for me, that if they said, hey, what are you reading right now? And I answered with, oh, the Darth Vader graphic novel series, there's this hesitancy. There's this embarrassment associated to that because I feel like that's less valid than if I was to answer by saying, oh, whoa, Dostoevsky's The Brothers Karamazov. Have you read this? You know, and you have to say it in that voice too. Or something, you know, nonfiction that's popular, Peterson's The 12 Rules of Life. You know, it's amazing. It's impacted me in this way. Have you read it? You see, there's a difference between saying I'm reading a graphic novel and I'm reading this. And it was that comparison, that embarrassment that I had to let go of. I had to let go of that perfectionism. To make this goal, I had to let go of that voice of perfectionism, those expectations that I think are there. And I simply had to choose what I was interested in. And I know that you can do the same. So you want to read more, start there. Start by dropping that perfectionism, that idea that what you read has to live up to somebody else's expectations. Choose what you're interested in. If you choose it intentionally, you're choosing to read it, and it counts, all right? Now, in a minute, I'm going to go through the top 5 books that I read this year that most made a difference in my life. And then I want to suggest the top 5 books that I think you should read that will make a difference for you. And they are actually different because I know that I'm a different person than I think you are. So the second list is more general that I think these 5 books will impact anybody that reads them. The first 5 are ones that specifically had an impact on me. And if you feel like you're in sort of the same position I am, you're going to dig those. But first, here's 5 really quick tips so that you can read more this year. You want to read more? Do these 5 things, or do one of them, and I think it'll make a difference. Number 1, make the decision to read more. Just be intentional about it. Say, I'm going to read more this year. I'm going to read just a really general basic. This is not a smart goal. You're not digging into this yet. Just make a decision to read more this year. That's it. Number 2, you've got to make up your mind with what works for you. How do you read best? This is different for everybody, I think. Some people can read on a streetcar. Some people can read in a busy room. Some people can read in a coffee shop. Some people need quiet. You cannot read in those situations. Some people need to read it with a pencil near them so they can underline it. Some people want the hard copy. They want to flip a page. Some people need it on Kindle and carry that with them. Are you going to carry the book with you everywhere you go or keep it at home in one safe place? Are you going to read in the morning? Do you need coffee with you? Whatever it is, make up your mind about what works for you. 3. Make your goal of the number of books that you're going to read, more than you ever have. If you've only ever read 1, make your goal 6, but then cut it in half. Don't start with a half goal, make the goal and then cut it in half. It's going to feel so good when you do that. And find a way to chart the progress as you go. Again, Acuff talks about all this in his book Finish, and we'll get into that next week, but you chart the progress in some way. I did this on social media. It was fantastic. I look back. I still have some of those reviews and all those books on there to look at, and it's a lot of fun to look at what I've read. Number 4, make it fun. Let go of those expectations, those comparisons. Choose books that interest you. Number 5, make a change to your rhythm. This kind of goes with number 2, but it actually needs to happen. If you're going to read, it's not going to happen if you stick to the same rhythm that you have right now. Reading takes time. Where is it going to go in your day? If yes to this, then no to what? 5 ways to read more. Make a decision. Make up your mind. Make your goal. Make it fun. Make a change to your rhythm. Do those things, and you're going to read more this year. Now, let's get into 5 books that made a difference for me. All right? If you are interested in any of these, obviously you could just listen to this and then look them up on your phone right away, or you could go to my website, alexstreet.ca/madeforthispodcast/bonus reading, and that's alexstreet.ca/madeforthispodcast/bonus reading, and you will find links to all these books on Amazon, so you can just click on them and find them there, and then find ones that are associated to them, whatever that is. But obviously you can search these up or go to the website and find them there. On that website, you'll also find all those 5 tips that I just mentioned that will help you read more this year so you can write them down. Now, here's 5 books that made a difference for me. Number 5, these are in order, I think, of biggest difference makers for me. Number 5 is Finish by John Acuff. I know that I've talked about that a bunch this episode and will next, but it's still up there at number 5. It is in the top 5. Again, he just goes through these really amazing typical rule-breaking ways to finish your goals. I love the way that this happens. It's so stinking practical. It's helped me already. I'm a believer. I understand this and I dig into it, and I'm gonna probably read through this again this year so that I can finish more goals that I have for myself this year. This is an absolutely essential for me. Finish by John Acuff. Number four, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Donald Miller is a story genius. I love watching his progression as he's grown in his authorship, he's grown as a writer. And this one is really landing on the business end of story. And it's so, again, so practical, so usable, so transferable to every form of life. I use this when I'm crafting talks. I use this when I'm copywriting. I use this when I've used this for my own business and ideas and so many times. Building a Story Brand just goes through the seven steps of story and helps every business or brand use those steps so that you can actually clearly identify what your brand is all about. This is an essential. If you have a brand, you have a business, get this book, read through it, do the work, and create the story for your brand. Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. He's also got a podcast. Really good, really valuable. Got lots of interviews on there with great business people and insights into that world. Number five was Finished. Number four, Building a Story Brand. Number three is Thirst by Scott Harrison. This is Scott Harrison's story about his own life, ultimately leading to the story of Charity Water. Charity Water is an incredible charity. It's doing something that there's many charities doing, which is drilling wells and finding fresh water for people around the world. There's hundreds of millions of people in the world that don't have clean drinking water. And Scott goes through his story, helping us understand how he got to the place of launching Charity Water. His goal ultimately was just to start a different charity, just to work charity in a different way. And his story is engaging. It's the joy is infectious. I love the imperfectionism, the brokenness that he goes through in his life. He talks about his parents. His mom is incredibly sick. He talks about his journey going from a club promoter to this philanthropist. It's and not really knowing what he's doing all along the way. It's really, really inspiring and such a beautiful work that they're doing around the world. And so yeah, it's a big one, but definitely worth the read there. Thirst by Scott Harrison. Number two, Falling Upward by Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr is a beautiful man. He's, I don't know, he's an old man, 70-something. Maybe that's not old to you. And he's a monk. He's a Franciscan monk. And I actually listened to the audiobook of this one. It's so lovely to listen to him, to have him with me for that long, telling me about all this stuff. Falling Upward is about going into the second half of life. And so in a spiritual sense, and every other sense of the word, how do you enter the second half of life well? Now, this was significant for me. I'm now 35. And there's something that happened this year where I just realized, I think I'm actually going to the second half of life. Now, a lot of us would like to think that our second half doesn't start until we're 45 or 50. But as I've looked at my family history, I'm actually wondering, am I leading into the second half now? My grandparents, my parents all died before 70. And so as history would show it, this might just be it. And even if it's not, even if I live to 95, I'd rather start now thinking like this is the second half and making those transitions so I can make a better impact in the lives of others as I go. Falling Upward helps you figure out where you're at in your life spiritually and how to transition really well, so you don't fight that movement, but you actually step into it with energy. Number one, my number one book this year that made a difference for me is The Coaching Habit by Michael Bungay Stainer. The Coaching Habit: Say Less, Ask More, and Change the Way You Lead Forever by Michael Stainer. Look, I first heard about this on Pat Flynn's podcast. This was Pat Flynn's most recommended book of the year. And so if Pat Flynn talks about it in that way, I tell you, like, I clicked on it. I ordered it before the episode was over. And I read through it and I completely agree. This has given me such incredible tools as a coach to lead people through their life. Just great, clear questions, a really clear format. And working with all these other things, with Finish, with StoryBrand, with all this other stuff, it all just aligns really well. And so this book, again, I'm going to read through it again, no doubt. I've already read through it like 1.5 times and used it to reference so much. So that's The Coaching Habit. If you want to have great conversations with other people, pick up The Coaching Habit. Now, here's my top 5 books that I think will make a difference for you. No matter who you are, where you're at, these 5 books are amazing and are worth the read. It's actually 5 and a bunch, but you'll understand that as we get to number 4. Number 5, There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather by Linda Aiksen McGurk. There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather, A Scandinavian Mom's Secrets for Raising Healthy, Resilient, and Confident Kids. Yeah, it's about raising kids, but I think it's also about raising ourselves. This is really clear. It's just saying that there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just bad clothing. If you don't go out dressed for the weather, you're going to hate it. You're going to never go out. This book has inspired our family in so many ways to just embrace what is in front of us and prepare for it. Yes, we live in Canada. We should have winter clothes, good winter coats and boots and pants, and we should prepare for that. We live 10 minutes away from our school, 10-minute walk. Last year, we drove more days than we walked. This year, we haven't driven at all. After my wife and I read this book in the summer, we made that decision. We're not going to drive to school unless it's an emergency. And we've walked with our kids every single day. They've complained a few times, but it's just rhythm now. It's part of the rhythm. We wake up earlier. We get ready. We get out the door. We get dressed. It is cold now. But there's no such thing as bad weather. Even in the pouring rain, we've walked out with umbrellas flipping upside down as we walk to school. We make it work because there's no such thing as bad weather. This is a great one. Pick it up. There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather. Really easy read with lots of stories and then practical stuff as well. It's just really enjoyable. Number 4, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And this comes with a caveat. You got to read the whole series. If you haven't picked up this yet, if you're like me and you've waited 20 years to jump on the bus, do it now. These things are so freaking enjoyable. Oh man, I love to read them. I read them out loud to my kids. I do all the voices. I've got Harry and I've got Hermione and Ron and Dumbledore and Hagrid, and I mean, that doesn't do it justice to saying their names in different sounds of voices, but that's, I do all the different voices for them, and it's actually helped me a lot, but I just love the stories. They're so rich, they're so deep, and they're so easy to get through, so engaging, adventurous, and then we just finished the stories, and we just blew through the movies with our kids as well, and those are just as good. So go ahead, dig into those. If you haven't yet, read them. Number 3, Drive by Daniel H. Pink. Drive is all about the surprising truth about what motivates us. This is so good because we all wonder, like, how am I going to get motivated? What am I waiting for? What's the inspiration? And Daniel Pink just goes through all the research that's been associated to this and helps us figure out, oh, if I do this, that will motivate me to do better work. And if you're running an organization, you've got to know how to motivate your people. If you're running your own business, you've got to know how to motivate yourself. And the main key here, as I talked about in the last episode, discovering your passion, your greatest motivator is what you're passionate about. It's something that brings you joy. So read through this again, really cool, associated with research, some good storytelling and entertainment factor in it as well. He's just a great author in that sense. So go ahead and pick up Drive by Daniel Pink. Number 2, Everybody Always by Bob Goff. Everybody Always, Becoming Love in a World Full of Setbacks and Difficult People. Bob is a wonderful storyteller. The only problem that I have with this is that he separates himself just because he talks about all the stories that he's done with the crazy amount of money that he has. But otherwise, the principles are the same. Just love everybody always. Whoever it is, wherever they are, find ways to love others, because this will change the world. Bob Goff is a great Instagram follow. He's an incredible speaker, really entertaining, full of whimsy and delight. And Everybody Always is a great follow-up to his first book, Love Does, which you've got to pick up as well. And finally, number one, the book that I recommend to you most that I think will make a difference for you is Finish by John Acuff. And again, I think this is so huge. If you're trying to make goals, you're trying to set goals for yourself, this is a quick read. It's good. He's so entertaining. And again, it's going to help you finish your goals instead of just writing them down and having them hang in the background with that guilty devil thing sitting on your shoulder saying, hey, you haven't done this yet. You're a failure. You're a failure. You're a failure. Acuff's going to help you finish your goals. So pick up those books. Here we are one more time. My top five, Finish. Number four, Building a Story Brand. Number three, Thirst. Number two, Falling Upward. Number one, The Coaching Habit. Those are the five that impacted me the most. The five that I think will make a difference for you wherever you are, whoever you are. Number five, There's No Such Thing as Bad Weather. Number four, Harry Potter. All of them. Number three, Drive. Number two, Everybody Always and Love Does by Bob Goff. And number one, Finish by John Acuff. My most recommended book of the year. Finish by John Acuff. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. And more than anything, I hope you decide to go and read more this year. I will leave you now with some wise words from my favorite Professor Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. He says this: words are, in my not so humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic. So go ahead. Go out there, read some words, and do some magic. This has been Alex Treat. Now go, tell a better story.